Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 157, stanzas 1, 4, 6, and 8. Protect and save me, O my God, from foes that seek my life, and set me high, secure above the rising tide of strife. 1, 4, 6, and 8 of 157.
wish to read a portion out of the first book of God's Word, the book of Genesis, chapter 28, but before that, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Genesis 28. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram, and Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way, that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it behooves us to humble ourselves in true humility before Thee, who art our Maker, our Creator, who art, as we read in Thy Word, a great God, who art in Thy glory and before whom those that are at Thy footstool do bow and cast the thrones their crowns before Thy throne. We have no impression except that Thou givest a little of it unto us, of Thy greatness, of Thy being, of Thy holiness. And wilt Thou give unto us then in this moment a bowing before Thee? Thou, we can read it in Thy Word, that if we ask anything according to Thy will, Thou hearest us. But we have not a will that is according to Thy own will. From our sight, it has to be given unto us time and time again, that we might agree with Thee what now is according to Thy holy will, that we may ask of Thee in this hour. O Lord, wilt Thou convert us and our dear children, that Thou may give to us life from the dead, that Thou may give to us uprightness and truth in the inward parts, that Thou may give unto us desires that go out unto Thee, the true and the holy God, that we may have a desire to flee from all the ways of sin, and that we may draw nigh unto Thee in truth. O Lord, what is according to Thy holy will? Thou sayest of Thy only begotten Son, in Him I am well pleased. O, then it is well pleasing unto Thee that we would love Him too, but we do not love Him except that Thou wilt reveal Him unto us, that Thou would show unto us a little of His beauty, of His preciousness, of the suitability of Him, and of all His work for our case also, that our hearts may go out after Him. O Lord, that would be according to Thy holy will. O, that Thou may remember us and our dear children. We are again another week closer to the grave. O, that Thou may give to young and old impressions in our hearts, that we are traveling to a great and never-ending eternity. We read in Thy Word that He led them forth by a right way, that they may go to a city of habitation. But how often that they cannot believe that it is the right way, then it seems always to be the wrong way, except that Thou dost by moments open their eyes and to show them the rightness of Thy ways, to agree with Thy will and Thy ways in everything. Oh, could it please Thee to give such a few moments in this hour unto Thy own people, For there is nothing so blessed, there is nothing so peaceful and so restful as to come into agreement with Thee, that Thou may give that life in the midst of us all together, that goes out after Thee, and that may need Thee as our mediator and as our redeemer. O Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. We can read of Thy servant that he did go before Thee. He was sent before Thee, and he was sent before Thee into the wilderness, and there to point out that a blessed mediator. And then he called unto the multitude to repent of their ways. And then he did point unto Thee to say, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Then we also, as those that do come after, we are also sent to do that same work. That work of a watchman to warn whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, and to point out that way of life. O Lord, give to us such a burning in our heart this hour for the souls of those that are traveling to that great eternity. That we may point once again unto that only way of life, that men may be given to behold Him in with the eye of faith, that there may be hearts that go out after Him in truth and in uprightness. Wilt Thou look upon the whole congregation, look on the young ones, the children, the young people, and all that is about them in this life. Lord, that Thou Thyself would draw their hearts in the days of their youth, that Thou may give us as parents that faithfulness to walk before them in a way which is a right example, and that Thou may bless Thy word also in the midst of our own school. Lord, then Thou knowest the needs that are coming up there. O Lord, Thou givest unto us a seed, and Thou givest unto us children, and Thou commandest us to instruct them according to Thy word of truth. And now, Lord, Thou hast given unto us also our own school. But who now shall go before our rising generation from day unto day? Who now shall stand before them in the classrooms to set an example and to give them instruction not only for the things of this life, but to show them the way? O Lord, that Thou wouldst raise up men, could it be those who may have that tender fear of Thee in their hearts, and that Thou may bind this matter upon the heart, and that Thou may give, and that they may give themselves unto this work. Lord, wilt Thou take it over Thyself, this great need that is among us, and that Thou may work with might and with power, and that Thou may look upon also the parents, give that bowing at Thy footstool, and wilt Thou give that true concern unto us more and more, that we may flee all the things that do not profit, and that Thou may give that life that hungers and that thirsts after the living waters. Remember those that have grown old under Thy word, that Thou may give that the hard hearts also may be broken. Thou knowest where that they are, whether they are able also to come up unto Thy house. Wilt Thou give in the places where they are not able, that thou may be with there also with thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou bless those who we cannot reach to the mind? Thou art able to give a blessing yet also in their heart, or whether they are young within the womb, or whether they are old and unreachable, for thou art almighty, that thou may give also those that may bring thy word into the established congregations, and also on the mission fields. Wilt thou help those that are called and sent of thee? And wilt thou increase their number? And wilt thou remember all the needs which are hidden, the crosses which are borne in the midst of the families, in the midst of the businesses? Lord, we ask of thee that prosperity, that we may be able to finance all the needs in the midst of our community. For with thee are the cattle upon a thousand hills. That thou thyself may bless the labor of each one's hands, and that thou may give also what is necessary, that heart that is open for the causes that are in for the extension of thy kingdom. Lord, that thou may remember us both young and old. Be with those who suffer from addictions. Thou knowest also their place. O Lord, wilt thou help them? Because Satan is so very, very powerful. O Lord, that they may feel that thou also knowest where that they are. And wilt thou help all those that have difficulties in marriages? For thou knowest also the sins of mankind. There was a time when there was no disagreement, but sin that has brought all kinds of disagreements in this world. And then it is also affecting so often that relation that is supposed to be so close. O Lord, that thou wouldst give a true denial of self and a true living together before thee. O that thou may help children, that they may be obedient to their fathers and their mothers, and that all together we may live a life that is in peace and quietness here in this world, separating ourselves from the evils of this world, from all the fashions of this world, that one thing needful may be bound upon our hearts together, and that word of God daily to be read in our homes, but also to be read and preached in thy house, that it may go forth in the midst of us in a way of prosperity, with thy blessing, which thou alone canst give. Wilt thou remember all those that have needs for which they cry to thee? For in the midst of this world, there is famine, there is hunger, there is the lack of love. There is so many difficulties and troubles, warfare, disease, hunger and thirst, nakedness and peril. O thou hast brought thy servant through it all, he may speak of it in thy word. And it is all for the cause of thy church. But wilt thou give men to cry out to the true and the living God, and give that word of thee may go forth to the very ends of this world, and that we who are grown up under thy truth may also not perish under it. Oh, that thou may be among us then in this hour. Give us a little strength to do the work of our hands. Fill us undeservedly with thy Holy Spirit, that we may be thy mouthpiece in this hour, to take forth the precious from the vile, and that thou thyself may glorify thy own name and the name of thy dear and thy only begotten Son in our hearts. Wilt thou forgive and take away all of our many sins, cast out all the buyers and the sellers, and be with us in a feeling and in a believing way. We ask it in the name of thy dear and thy only begotten Son, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 110 all the stanzas. Thy tender mercies, O my Lord, withhold not, I implore, but let thy kindness and thy truth preserve me evermore. Psalter 110, all the stanzas, and the last collection today is for the Calvin Christian School. How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? No, it is not impossible, but it needs an explanation. Why? Because it is not the natural way. The work of the Spirit of the Lord that is supernatural. And yet it is not against nature. And in many ways, it is actually according to the way that nature is also working. And therefore, we can read of many emblems in the Word of God that are figures of how that the Spirit of the Lord is working, as in a birth. We read of the new birth, as in the wind, because the Spirit that is as the wind that blows, and we do not know from where it comes and whither it goes. Thus, many natural examples. In the same way, we can read that the Lord, He is making room for His own work. Just as in a natural way, boys and girls, before you eat, then you are becoming hungry, so that there is place for that food. And when there is no hunger, then you say to your mother, "But I do not want to eat. I am not hungry." What does the Lord say in His Word? The Lord says that He fills the hungry with good things, and the rich, they are sent empty away. When the Lord is appearing to His church, then He is appearing to them in their need, in order that He may be glorified and that they may recognize that the deliverance that is from Him. We see that also with the Lord's help in this hour from the words of our text, which you can find in Genesis chapter 28, and thereof verses 12 through 15. Genesis 28, verses 12 through 15. "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." So far, the words of our text. The Lord reveals Himself unto Jacob at Bethel. First, what Jacob sees. Second, what Jacob hears. Third, what Jacob feels. The Lord reveals Himself to Jacob at Bethel. First, what Jacob sees. Second, what Jacob hears. And third, what Jacob feels. And he dreamed. You do that to children sometimes, right? That you dream sometimes. Maybe you have a beautiful dream. Sometimes you may have a very frightening dream that you wake up suddenly. And then after a little while, then you forget about it. It is all gone again. It didn't really mean anything. It was just in your thoughts. But there was a time that it was different. There was a time that dreams, they sometimes had a very, very important meaning. There were some times that the Lord spoke, that He appeared unto His people in a dream. Do you say, oh, I wish that it was like that also today, that the Lord would appear unto me also in a dream? You should not wish this, because the Lord says in His word that we have a more sure word of prophecy. And we do well if we take heed unto this word, that is the word of God. Did that word of God ever become precious unto you, even as a beautiful dream? And He dreamed. Who dreamed? That was Jacob. That was a most beautiful dream. Oh, you say, I can understand that. Because Jacob, he has heard from his father. He has received the blessing from his father. And then it is understandable that Jacob, he goes to bed at night, and that he is meditating and he is thinking about that beautiful blessing that he has received. And when he is laying on his bed, then he is dreaming about that blessing. That is the way it goes today so often with a people who do read in the Word of God, read the promises in the Word of God, and we meditate on those promises, and we go to lay in our bed, and then we dream about them, and then we say, oh, the Lord, He is so good. The Lord, He is so faithful. That is true. The Lord is so good. That is true. The Lord, He is so, so faithful. And the church is going to learn to sing of His goodness. And it will learn to sing of His faithfulness. But it is not going to be when they are sitting in their easy chair. It is not going to be when they are just laying, as it were, dreaming in their bed. No. Where is Jacob? Where is Jacob, children? Jacob is not at home. Jacob, he is far away. 50 miles away from home he is tonight. Long, long way that he has walked today. Oh, you say, minister, that is not right. He has not walked today. No, you are right. Oh, he has been running, as it were. Jacob, he is fleeing. Jacob, he is a fugitive. How quickly our life can change. In one moment, in one day. Last night, Jacob was at home. Then he was with his father, his old father, with his old mother. There he cared for them in their old age. And today, oh, today, tonight, he is now far away from them. He is fleeing as fast as he can. Why, children? Why does Jacob flee? Oh, you know the story. It is because there is danger. It is because Esau, his own brother, wants to kill him. No, Jacob cannot go back home now. Because Esau, his brother, he hates him. He hates him with a bitter hatred. Jacob and Esau are brethren. They are actually twin brothers. And now Esau, he has become the most bitter enemy of his own brother. What does the Lord Jesus say? He says that a man's foes, they shall be the men of his own house. Jacob, he is not used to such a rough life. Why not? Because Jacob, we can read in God's word that he was a plain man. He was a man that did dwell in tents. But now that man, he has to flee, and tonight he has to dwell with the wild beasts. Thus, Jacob, he is in danger. But his tribulation, because the Lord says, through much tribulation, that people must enter into the kingdom of God. And now that tribulation, Jacob, he experiences that tribulation in his life. But that tribulation in the life of God's people, that is not for the most part the outward things, although there can be much affliction in their life, and sometimes not. But it is for the most part that inward affliction. And that is a people who blame no one but themselves. Because that is a people who experience that they bring themselves into all of these troubles. But there can be so many fears. There can be so many anxieties. There is nothing that Jacob desired more than the Lord's blessing. He has sought that blessing. He has sought that blessing with his whole heart. That was that blessing that was promised to his grandfather Abraham. It was a blessing that was a promise unto his father Isaac. That was that blessing that was contained in that birthright, and that birthright that meant everything unto Jacob. That was a birthright that was separated, reserved unto Jacob from the Lord, even from eternity. But in the time, then it is exactly this people who are given also to desire that birthright, to desire and to seek that blessing. And thus, Esau, when he despised that birthright, then it is not the fault of the Lord that Esau is punished, but the fault that lies within himself, because he has chosen willfully to reject all the blessings of the Lord that were laid before him each and every day. But on the other hand, what made Jacob to differ? And yet the Lord's work that makes Jacob to desire to seek after this blessing, but no sooner has Jacob received that blessing from his father, when it seems like everything that turns directly against him. His father had said, "Thy mother's sons, they shall bow down to thee." Thy mother's sons, who was his mother's son, that was Esau. Does Esau now bow down to him? Well, you say that goes exactly in the wrong direction. Isaac had said, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth. Is that now what Jacob receives when he has but a stone for his pillow and when he is now a fugitive in the land? A fugitive? In what land? In that very land that Isaac, he says, that thou shalt inherit this land. But now Jacob, he has to experience that he is as a man who is cast out, that he is not allowed to dwell in it. Then it seems like everything in the way of providence that goes directly against all of the promises of the Lord. And he dreamed. Jacob, how old is Jacob? Jacob, we do not know. He is 45, 55, 65, 75 years old, something like this. And now, Jacob, we never read that the Lord, before this time, has directly appeared, has directly spoken in the life of Jacob. Has he spoken unto you? How old are you? Has he revealed himself also unto you? In the heart of Jacob is love. Thus he is not a stranger of the love of the Lord. He is not a stranger of communion with the people of the Lord, with Isaac, with Rebekah, his mother. Jacob, he is not a stranger of the desires of that new life. No, they have been in his life since he was very young. And yet he has never heard from the Lord. The Lord, he makes room for himself. The Lord, he waits. The Lord, he has a reason for what he does and also for when that he does it. Then he is leading his people, we read in God's word, in a right way. In a right way, although they cannot see, they cannot feel always the rightness of that way. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth. The top of it reached to heaven. Say, that is a strange dream, boys and girls. A ladder? A ladder that is reaching from the heavens all the way down onto the earth. Is that not a wonderful sight that Jacob may see? Do you know what Jacob may see? He may see a way. He may see a way between the heaven and the earth. And that becomes a wonder to Jacob. Did it ever become a wonder to you? Was the way between the heavens and the earth, was that ever a way that was for you cut off? Because we read in paradise that Adam had to be sent out of the garden. And then there is a communion that was to be between God and his creature, created in his image. And that communion that has to be cut off. Oh, did you ever grieve in your heart? Because that way between the heaven and the earth because that is no more. Do you not know how to approach unto God? Have you no access unto your Maker? You are instructed to pray. Do you say, I do not know how to pray? That all my praying that is form, that is custom, but my heart that cannot come near unto the Lord? Is this the grief of your heart as you go over the world? That way between the heavens and the earth, that is so cut off? Jacob, he lays here in his misery. Jacob, he lays here in his wretchedness. But Jacob also lays here in his guilt. In his guilt. Do you also lay in your guilt? When that way between the heavens and the earth is cut off? Because you say that I have closed that way myself. But here the Lord, he is appearing unto Jacob. Who can fathom this? And the Lord shows him that there is a way. And not only that there is a way between the heaven and the earth. Because what do we read? We read, behold. Thus that is what he sees. Behold a ladder. And behold, the Lord stood above it. Thus, Jacob does not just see a way between the earth and the heavens. No. Do you want to go to heaven, boys and girls? Do you say that I have to pray and I have to read the Bible because otherwise I will not go to heaven when I die? What is heaven? Do you know what Jacob sees? He sees the Lord. Thus, it is not heaven, but it is the Lord who is precious unto Jacob. And Jacob is given now to see a way between himself and the Lord. This is, of course, in the Old Testament time. In the Old Testament time, it was a people who were under the shadows. That was when that flower of the gospel that was yet closed. Then it could not be seen in all of its clarity, in all of its beauty. But Jacob receives here a sight of whom? Jacob sees a sight of the mediator. Jacob receives a sight of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was to come. Jacob receives a sight of him who has and would come to stand between the Lord and his people, that he may be unto them a way. Jacob, when he was 8 days old, he was circumcised. Jacob, when he was very young, he was instructed for a few years. Then his grandfather Abraham, he has also lived. And he was instructed by his father. He was instructed by his mother. In what? Oh, then he has heard about that covenant of the Lord from his childhood. And we can read that he has feared the Lord from his very youth. When he was just a young man already. Can you say that two young people? There is brother, young man, he is going hunting, and he comes in from his hunting. And his brother, he is so busy with all of his pleasures in this world. What is on the mind, what is in the heart of Jacob, that young man? You know what is in his heart? Oh, in his heart is a love for the Lord in his youth. Oh, then he has heard spoken of that covenant that the Lord has spoken to his grandfather and to his father. And there is a holy jealousy that is in the heart of this young man, Jacob. But now this appearance of the Lord, later in his life, he has never experienced anything like this before. In the power of it, in the clarity of it, but also that it was so personal, in its personal nature. Thus, this was so necessary for Jacob. It is necessary for each and every one of us in our life. The Lord saw the necessity of this also for Jacob at this time, because the Lord knows his children. Jacob, he cannot do without this anymore. No, he is not this day anymore in the tent of his mother. But there is a great turmoil, and the Lord, he is appearing to him in this dream. And he dreamed a dream, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. How do we know that that ladder, that is a picture in the Old Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because the Lord Jesus, in the New Testament, he has spoken of this text and he has referred it unto himself. Because we read the Lord Jesus spoke unto Nathanael and he said unto him, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man, and the heaven shall be open, and the angels, they shall be ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Thus the Lord, he brings him back unto the history of Jacob, and he says to him that that ladder, that is a picture of myself. And now those angels, they are ascending and descending on that ladder. What is an angel? What does Paul say? He says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? Thus, a ministering spirit, many of them, they are appearing unto Jacob. They are the benefits that are coming out of Christ for his own church. Jacob cannot miss those benefits now. When Jacob is in his turmoil, and the Lord, he knows what is necessary for Jacob, and therefore he is appearing unto him, but not only appearing, but he is also speaking unto him, because he not only sees something, but he also hears the voice of the Lord. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. Why does the Lord describe himself unto Jacob as the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac? He does that for the comfort of Jacob. Why? Because it is Abraham and it is Isaac unto whom the Lord has spoken in the past concerning his covenant. The Lord has said it to Abraham. The Lord, he has sealed it unto his father Isaac. That is now that covenant that was filling the heart of this man when he was still so very young, that he is desiring it also in the days of his youth, that which belonged unto his grandfather, that which belonged unto his own father. Oh, children, young people, do you also have in your heart a holy jealousy sometimes of that which may belong unto your father or unto your grandfather, your mother, or your grandmother? That you say, no, not that they possess all the possessions of this world, but for another thing that they do possess. Oh, does that holy jealousy ever boil up within your heart? The Lord, he is now appearing unto Jacob. Jacob, he cannot miss that birthright. Jacob, he cannot miss that blessing. It belongs all unto his grandfather. It belongs also unto his father. And now the Lord, he comes in the life of Jacob. He says unto Jacob that same blessing that he so desired and that he so sought after, that holy jealousy from the days of his youth. This man is not a youth anymore. All those many years, that desire that has gone forth out of his heart many times, that he has folded his hands, and that he has bent his knees, that he has besought the Lord, and he has never heard from the Lord. That was always still for another. And now the Lord comes, and the Lord speaks unto him. And he says, O Jacob, he said, this blessing that is also for you. That is a wonder to him. Why is that a wonder to him? Well, we heard he desired it. That is in the first place. But congregation, he has also received the blessing from his father. That is true. But he has deceived it. He has received it in a deceitful way. And then you can be sure that there are so many questions in his heart. When we have not gone about things in the right way. And we know that Isaac did not rebuke him. We heard that. No, Isaac is not angry. Isaac, he bows under the will of the Lord. And he accepts that which the Lord he is doing. And he is even blessing Jacob again before that he goes away. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. That meant so much to Jacob. Meant so much to Jacob because the first time he received that blessing, then he realized that Isaac thought that he was blessing Esau. But now Isaac knows. And Jacob, he may receive that blessing in this favorable way from his own father. And yet the Lord knows what is necessary unto his own children. Why? For the exercises of faith. And therefore, the Lord, he is coming himself unto Jacob. The Lord, He is speaking unto Jacob from heaven. We read it in Lord's Day 7. What does it say? Not only to others, but also to me. Is that what you desire? Is that what you desire to know? Do you desire to know it not only from the mouth of God's people? Do you desire not only to know it from the mouth of a minister? Do you desire to know it that you say, oh, if I could know it from the mouth of the Lord Himself, if I could hear this from heaven? Why is that necessary? Because there is a way that is before Jacob yet. And faith that needs a good foundation. Let us sing. 92, 1 and 3. Be thou my helper in the strife, O Lord, my strong defender be. Thy mighty shield protect my life. Thy spear confront the enemy. And what follows? 1 and 3 of Psalter 92. The Lord reveals himself to Jacob at Bethel. First, what Jacob sees. Second, what Jacob hears. And third, what Jacob feels. And Jacob waked out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." And he was afraid, and said, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." The Lord Jesus said to his disciples that the time is coming, and now is, when you shall be scattered, each one to his own, and you shall leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone. Why not? Because the Father is with me. Jacob, he awakes out of his sleep. And suddenly he realizes that he is not alone. Thought he was alone. But now he feels that he is not alone. Do you know what that is? Because when the Lord, he is speaking, when the Lord, he is appearing unto his children, then he gives them to feel something. Then he gives them to feel his nearness, that they are not alone. Jacob is in the wilderness. There are so many dangers that are about him. He fears. And therefore, this also meant so much unto Jacob. And this means so much to that true church of God, because the fears that they will perish, they are so many. For Jacob, it was his own fault that he was in such a condition. And so it is felt in the life of that church. Then there can be not a single friend in the whole world that is able to help that people. Though they are loved by father and by mother, yet they are not able to help that people. And it is their own fault. But when the Lord, he is pleased to reveal himself to his people, when he is pleased to show unto his children his covenant, then they experience something of the nearness of the Lord. Jacob is greatly surprised. The Lord, he is appearing to Jacob when he has least expected it. So it is in the life of his people, in that time when they feel themselves to be the most unworthy, and when they have themselves cut off every way, that the Lord is coming in those seasons. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place." Surely, oh, how convincingly that the Lord is coming with his word. When the Lord is speaking, when the Lord is showing unto his children, when he is appearing unto them, then it is in a convincing way. There is a people who say, "Surely." Jacob is afraid. What does that mean? Jacob, he is standing here in a holy awe, because he feels directly the presence and the nearness of the great majesty of God. Thus he is struck with a holy awe, a holy dread. Oh, do you not feel it, people of the Lord? Do you not know of that moment when the Lord has spoken that you have felt so greatly your sinfulness, that you have felt so greatly your insignificance in the presence of that great and that holy God? Accompanied with these feelings are feelings of gratitude. What does Jacob do? He takes the stone that he has used for his pillow and he sets that up as a pillar and he pours oil on this stone. When we read of Abraham, the Lord appeared to Abraham. Then afterwards, Abraham set up a pillar, set up an altar unto the Lord. Jacob cannot do that. He cannot do that right now. Why not, children? Why cannot Jacob build an altar now unto the Lord? Jacob is a fugitive. Jacob is running away. Jacob cannot stay any longer because at any time Esau, he can be behind him. And thus Jacob, he has to go on. And therefore Jacob, he takes that rock upon which he has slept and he sets it tall. And he consecrates that rock. He pours oil upon that rock. Why? Well, he says, if the Lord indeed will bring me back to my father's house. Oh, how Jacob loved his father. He wanted to see his father alive again. That was not so much like Esau. Esau was waiting for his father to die. And Jacob, oh, he is looking forward to that time that he can come back unto his father. And he says, if the Lord will now bring me back, he says, then I will come back unto this place. And that time, then I am going to set up an altar unto the Lord. And this shall be the house of the Lord. He calls it Bethel. Bethel, that means the house of God. He says, this is none other than the house of God. Most of the time, the Lord is appearing unto his people in his house. Oh, never miss, young people. Never miss the house of the Lord. Oh, that you would miss the blessing of the Lord in his house. And yet there are some times that we cannot be in the house of the Lord. There are circumstances in this life. And you know what the Lord says of his people? In Ezekiel we read that the Lord, he says, though I have scattered my people all among the heathen, though they are far away in that land of captivity, he says, yet I will be unto them as a little sanctuary in the countries whither that they come. Thus the Lord, he is not bound to a certain place. No, but when those circumstances are there, the Lord is able to make even the wilderness into the house of the Lord. And Jacob, then he vows unto the Lord. He says, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. What a blessed night. What a blessed night. What a blessed morning that Jacob may have in that wilderness among the wild beasts. He had not expected this, nor did he feel like he deserved such a thing. Oh, that was the place that the Lord came. That was the place that the Lord appeared to him. Congregation, does the Lord still appear unto his people? Does he still speak unto his people? Indeed, he does. Say, how do we know? Ask his people. Ask them. Say, how will they know if the Lord has appeared unto them? Well, how did Jacob know? He saw something. He heard something. He felt something. Something must be known, felt. The Lord did not change. No, when the Lord comes, then something is seen. Something is heard. Something is felt. No, it is not in a dream. Children should not think that. It is not visibly that they see it. It is not audibly that they hear it. It is not tangibly that they feel it. But it is just as real. It is just as true. Why? Because they are not natural things, but they are spiritual things. No, we see them not with our natural eye, but faith that is the eye to receive spiritual blessings. Faith is the ear which hears the voice of the Lord to receive the spiritual blessings. Faith that is the tongue, the mouth that may taste, to taste and see that the Lord is good. Thus, no, it is not for the natural things, but it is for the spiritual things, and it is received in that spiritual manner. But then you do not have to think that it is not real. Then you do not have to think that it is not true. No, that is something that was very, very real in the life of Jacob. And it is very, very real and very, very true in the life of his children. Because when the Lord is appearing to them, then they see something. What do they see? Oh, they see by faith a way. A way that is between the Lord and their soul. Have you ever seen that way? No. What happened at Bethel, that is not the same as what happened at Peniel. Those are two different experiences in the life of God's children. The Lord, he is working by steps. It is the difference between the revelation and the application. The Lord, he is speaking through his word that the soul may see, that the soul may hear, and that he may say, surely, surely, the Lord is in this place, because there is assurance in every act of faith. No, then they will not be strangers of the feelings of faith that is of the nearness of the Lord, of the presence of the Lord. When the Lord is descending from his holy place, in all their guilt, in all their unworthiness, to open unto them for a moment that holy word of God, and to give them in that moment to stand in holy awe at the word of the Lord. Then they go from that place different than they have come to that place, with the sensible manifestations of the presence, of the protection, of the favor of the Lord. O congregation, the Lord, he has created man to commune with himself. And he spoke to our first parents in that garden. What was that? Oh, what was it? When Adam may speak unto God in that way of favor to be received by him, as a man speaketh unto his friend, oh, what we have lost. What we have lost in our deep, deep fall. Broken. A broken communion. How would that be, husbands? How would that be, wives? When that communion between yourselves would be broken. Say that would be the most awful thing. You enjoy that communion. Children, the communion between yourself and your father. The communion between yourself and your mother. Or how would that be if that was now broken? Can you imagine, children? Think of that. Think of a child that never knew his mother. Never knew his father. And did not understand, could not comprehend what that communion was between a father and a son, a mother and a daughter. And you would say, oh, child, what you miss. What you miss. Death. That is what it is. Dead in sins and in trespasses. And how to look. He has revealed unto Jacob this ladder. It is communion. Communion restored. Or is there anything that lives in your heart in this moment that says, oh Lord, could I also hear from thee? Could I also commune with thee? With our minds, we know it. That mediator, but it means nothing to us. Until the Lord, he is opening, until he is revealing him unto our soul. Oh, ask the Lord. If you have in your heart no desire for that communion, will you not meditate on it a little on your bed? When you go to bed at night, to think of what you miss, where you have come from, where that you are going, and what is still possible in this day of grace. Oh, that the Lord may lead you into your wretchedness, into your misery, as that little maid. Lord, show me myself. Show me myself. Why? Oh, that he may open unto you himself. Himself. Standing at the top of that ladder and that way that goes back to him. O congregation, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou give to us what we cannot give unto ourselves? Jacob didn't give it to himself. He only destroyed it all. That is all that we can do, what we have done in our father Adam, what we continue to do every day. Oh, come to us, Lord. Reveal thyself in the midst of our misery, in the midst of our wretchedness, that we may see that we may hear thy voice, that we may feel thy favor and thy nearness and thy goodness and that peace that passes all understanding. Give us a holy jealousy, that we would not let thee go except thou bless us too. Be with us further in this day, in this week. Help each one in the place we are given in this world, but in the midst of all our labors, give us also thoughts. Give us meditations, sweet meditations of thee. Forgive and keep us from all sin, and receive our humble thanks for thy help in this hour. Bless it for Jesus' sake. Amen. 228, all the stanzas. Lord God of hosts in mercy, and my supplication here, almighty and all faithful, our Father's God, give ear. 228, all the stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.